blackhead. The man goes dancing, the she dances rockets.
Hey everybody, welcome to Drive Through HR. Brian, Nisha, and William coming to you most every day. Just going to be Brian today, so let's not listen to me talk anymore and get to our guest, first time on. So Randy Bidding, welcome to Drive Through HR.
Great to be here, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Well, if you would, we'll kick it off and have you introduce yourself, and then we'll kind of roll into what's top of mind these days with you.
Perfect. Well, my name's Randy Bidding, and I am the founder and chief innovation officer at InterviewStream. So InterviewStream, just as a little bit of background, we're the original pre-recorded and live video interview provider. Going back 10 years, actually, we were the first to market in 2003. And I have an interesting background. It's all video, actually, because I've been doing this since I graduated from the College of Charleston in South Carolina in 2003. The market was a little bit brutal back then, and I decided to – I was overconfident, didn't go to the Career Center, failed on a few interviews, and the rest is history. So here we are 10 years later, and we've seen a wide range of adoption across the marketplace as far as video goes and video interviewing. And now we've conducted more interviews than any other provider in 120 countries in 8 languages. So really happy where we're at and growing, and the market's growing as well.
Wow. That is – I didn't realize that you guys had that much traction. I know you've been doing it a long time, the longest. So let me rephrase that. But had no idea. That is incredibly impressive. And at some point, I want to actually get back to talking about just some of the challenges globally that you had to overcome. But before we do that, let's you woke up this morning and you thought, man, I'm going to be on Drive Through HR. What was top of mind with all that?
Well, usually there's a lot of top of mind, losing a lot of sleep as an entrepreneur. But really, you know, lately there's just so much conversation in the marketplace around video adoption and video interview adoption. So being in the market 10 years, we've seen a lot. I don't say that we've seen it all, but it's pretty amazing that we're having these conversations and we're starting the conversations within a lot of enterprise and even small to mid-sized businesses about what their video strategy is. And, you know, it's no longer if you need a video strategy, it's what is it and when are you going to implement. So we're seeing just a wide range of adoption and different ways that people are adopting video. And over the years, we've really seen the technology grow. And with some of the technology, when we first started, there were no webcams, there was no high-speed internet. So we actually built kiosks out of we had an office, a fancy office in my mom's house when we first got started out of college, and we actually built wooden kiosks that we installed on college campuses. And I don't know if you knew this, Brian, but we actually won Kiosk of the Year, Best New Kiosk of the Year from Kiosk Magazine in 2004, if you ever knew there was such a prestigious award.
I am sure glad that all the hard kiosk innovators out there got recognized.
Yeah, but it's just interesting kind of to see over the years how, you know, it really wasn't – we started on college campuses, and that's where it first got adopted, and now we're in over 450 colleges college career centers that use our technology. But it wasn't really till 2008, 2009 until the recession happened, and that's when employers really started to adopt in a major way the video interview technology. And there's still employers today that haven't even started the conversation about what their video strategy is. They don't even have a champion internally pushing for video. And it really, it has been a hot subject for a number of years. And, you know, every year, even since 2010, it's supposed to be the year for video interviewing. And there's been a lot of successful integrations and rollouts that we've done with some of the largest companies around the globe, but there's also, we like to manage expectations and of our clients, and that, you know, there it is something that your recruiters have to adopt, and you have to manage their expectations of what type of technology they're going to be using. And the good part is, you know, during today's conversation, you know, we're talking during a time when there's high-speed internet, there's great front-facing webcams or cameras in mobile devices, and there's finally webcams built into most computers.
Well, and that's, you know, obviously that for, you know, I can remember back in the, dating myself a little bit here, but back in the late 90s, the obviously how-to buffer and compressed the streaming video was like the big thing. Everybody was trying to get to that first for streaming, you know, because we didn't have the bandwidth, first of all, or the technology, you know, a lot of the technology in the end to actually do that. And so it's fascinating to see the advent of, you know, how mobile and tablets kind of play into your space, which is actually my next question. How is that putting good pressures, bad pressures? You know, is it irrelevant to you? You know, how does mobile and tablets and, you know, all of that push on your strategy at all?
It's great. I mean, you know, a few years ago, there's the front-facing cameras and some of the iPads, and, you know, iPad 1 didn't even have a front-facing camera. So it's coming along, and we first launched, you know, some of our applications on an iPad, and that was the first type of, you know, at least for recording interviews or conducting interviews, because it makes sense. It's a larger screen. It's easier to actually have on your desk and conduct a professional interview for. So since then, you know, we've rolled out other applications on phones and things like that. But, you know, we do test all of our technology on our 450 college campuses, because we have access to about 500 college students. And what's interesting is college students aren't afraid to give you feedback. So that's kind of where we actually roll things out to our college campuses, get feedback. And initial feedback is, you know, just because you can roll it out to iPhones and certain devices doesn't make sense sometimes. So we've been continuously testing some of the devices, and now that the iPhone and Android devices are getting bigger for the phone, you can actually, and they have better cameras, now you can actually get a more professional interview. But at one point it was kind of, you kind of look silly and awkward holding up an iPhone and trying to conduct an interview.
Well, there's, and, you know, and it's interesting because I think, you know, obviously video interviewing or video anything maybe has been the front runner in trying to mainstream some of the feature functionality, ability to use from a task perspective, maybe even call it a transactional perspective within the HR tech space, right? We've been talking about this in the last few shows, from APSs to social learning to a bunch of different things. And some of the stuff, you just, at the end of the day, unless you change the process, the way it stands today is not going to work on a mobile device. It's like the web enablement of, you know, 1999. There was a lot of CDs and dongles that were going, you know, web-enabled. They weren't web applications. They were web-enabled. Big difference.
You're absolutely right, and, you know, we've had it for years where you can actually watch pre-recorded interviews and watch interview responses from a small device, and that makes sense. Just like I mentioned, it sometimes, you know, it has to make sense to the candidate as well, and when you talk about candidate experience and candidates actually, you know, holding up certain devices and actually trying to pull off a professional interview, whether it be pre-recorded or live, it's pretty amazing the feedback that you get. And then also the feedback, because we're in the campus space, not only, but that's one of our larger or legacy markets, is some of our, you know, we work with 21 of the top 25 MBA programs, for example, and the feedback that we get from the career centers is, you know, they would freak out if they saw somebody walking down the street trying to conduct a professional interview on their iPhone. Because you have to treat it as a real interview.
Sure. I mean, that's from a quality perspective, you know, obviously I was in the assessment business for a long time, and the process, trying to make the process very similar, was a big part of validating and making legal and unbiased the actual screening and selection process. So mm-hmm. I think that's interesting. And have you all done any research around, or, you know, done things around with your clients and making sure that the interview process has, you know, is more similar versus not for your candidates, to obviously not build in a lot of bias?
Yeah, and like I mentioned, we have, and it's been getting better and better because when we first started in 2003, you know, we were on Windows Media Player and uploading video, and, you know, for you Mac fans, you know, Windows Media Player is not the most friendly and only worked with certain machines. So over the years, it's 100% web-based and no downloading required, and everyone has these cameras built right into their computers. And a big part of it is consumers and consumer technologies like YouTube, Skype, Facebook. They've all been pushing the adoption. So we see that, you know, Skype, there's 300 million minutes per month that people are actually using video conversations or video chat. So it's a huge adoption from the consumer's standpoint. And candidates are really prepared and they feel comfortable with this technology. And now we're starting to see more and more employers recognize that and feel more comfortable that it's not an inconvenience, or it's not saying to the candidate that you don't want to meet face-to-face. It's actually more convenient for the candidate to actually conduct this interview, because pre-recorded interviews, for example, you have a few days to conduct it. You can conduct it from any device 24 hours a day. And then a live interview, obviously, you don't have to schedule and take a day off of work and travel in to meet face-to-face. It's a lot more convenient, and people feel that it's more professional and a better way, a more sufficient way to present themselves above and beyond a phone screen.
Sure. I mean, that's, you know, I'm a huge, huge advocate of, you know, trying to streamline the process to be able to actually have conversations with more candidates. And this, I think, obviously extends resources. And now that the technology is, because of the, you know, the built-in webcams and the quality, I think it's, you know, we're closer to making it more mainstream than it ever has been. And hopefully at some point it will become more of the standard versus still, in my opinion, I mean, a pretty significant outlier as far as, like, overall adoption. I mean, how have you seen just general adoption among kind of small, medium, large-sized companies?
It's really around that early majority. Still, we're seeing more and more companies, they're having the conversation around their video strategy, and they're just adopting. And we're seeing a lot of POCs, proof of concepts, pilots going on, just trying to figure out where it fits in their process. So what we've done internally and externally is try to reach out to clients, and we have over 500 clients using our platform, and other companies have done things similar, is try to figure out where the best practices are with fitting video into your process. And they're coming to companies like InterviewStream to figure out that where it fits in their process, because they don't know what their video strategy is. It may make sense, all the sense in the world to, yeah, replace some of your phone screens, or instead of hosting an in-personal panel interview, instead of flying four people in, let's conduct it online before we get to the top two candidates. But still, there's a lot of conversations around best practices, and people are using it in certain areas. And we see some of the fastest growth is around college recruiting, actually, as well.
Yeah, and a good actual – let me do a quick reset. Everybody listening to Drive Through HR, Brian Randy talking a little bit about kind of video, you know, kind of the evolution of video interviewing and kind of what it's going to hopefully look like in the future. And so college campuses, what's some of the things that you've actually got surprised by? Because I know you guys have a huge, huge portfolio. I guess maybe the largest of anybody that offers services to college campuses in your space. So where are some areas that you're like, maybe you didn't see coming and you had to overcome, or just were surprising in a good or bad way?
Well, a lot of college campuses, career centers try to drive the students into the career center to actually be prepared for in-person interviews and be prepared for interviews in general. And unfortunately, like myself, I practiced on real interviews. So talking to college career centers, it's interesting. A large part of our model is we have an interview preparation tool as well that you could actually prepare for your interview. And what we found over the years, it reduces your anxiety going into real interviews because you can see and hear yourself and answer pre-recorded video questions in your own environment. But now campuses are starting to embrace and realize that companies aren't coming to every campus, and it's just the way it is. It's not going to replace coming to campus altogether, but now they're starting to actually have students prepare for video interviews so they don't look awkward, they come off professional, and there's some fun things that we bake into the process as well. We have our famous like counter, so students, when they practice their interview, they can actually count their likes, I means, and you knows. And we actually launched a website called umlike.com and a few other fun ones as well. But the whole message is around college campuses is that some studies say that there's up to 51% of all hires this year are going to come from a college campus. So they have large internship programs or college recruiting programs where they're trying to reach more campuses and reach a broader slate of candidates at more universities. And video is a key component of that. So we see a lot of career centers at least embracing that. And one other thing they're doing is they're using it in a blended approach too, because some companies may not be ready to just jump right in and do pre-recorded interviewing, for example. So a lot of our colleges are actually offering this as part of their in-person career fair. So the company can actually show up at the career fair, meet the student for a few minutes, and it's more of a blended approach where those students that make it to the next round are handed a card to go down the hall or within 24 hours answer pre-recorded video questions that the recruiter asks via iPad or computer. And so it's kind of like a career fair takeaway where they actually get to leave the campus meeting the student, and then they can share the video interview, pre-recorded video interview with anyone back at the office or hiring managers around the country or the globe.
Well, and that's, I think what's probably for me the most interesting, because that obviously, anything that can help college, kind of graduating college students, whether it's undergraduate, graduate level degrees, have more of an opportunity to present who they are. I just think that mainstreams them into kind of getting into roles a lot better than, a lot better than has been in the past. I mean, career centers probably are some of the probably biggest missed opportunities of anything connecting employers with potential employees throughout the country for being housed in, institutions of higher learning. I just that's always been kind of a perplexing disconnect for me on that. So I appreciate you being involved and making that a little bit a hell of a lot better than it was historically in the past.
Well, and it's interesting. So I mentioned that the students are actively using this type of technology, and the recruiter, that doesn't mean the recruiter doesn't have to adjust to it either. And the recruiters and the hiring managers, we've seen with adoption, a lot of times they'll just, interviewing hasn't really changed in forever. So they go back to their old habits, and they go back to the phone screens. They fly candidates in, and it's interesting. You just have to prepare from them, and we have a lot of best practices to try to prepare them to actually conduct video interviews, whether it's watching pre-recorded and sending those out, or or actually conducting live interviews with candidates through a panel type format?
Well, and that's so kind of switch gears here a little bit. Well, actually, what is the, I mean, you shared a stat that actually surprised me earlier about the studies. You know, what's the percentage of hires that are going to come out of graduating college classes and, you know, over the next few years?
Well, it's different. And I mentioned a few studies have gone up to 51%. So it's a large percentage. So college recruiting is picking up, not necessarily the college recruiting budgets, though. So they're looking for interesting ways through social media, video interviewing, other ways to really engage students virtually.
Well, that's, you know, and I've got some different acquaintances and friends that have been in that marketplace. It's always fascinating to kind of see some of the stark differences, but, you know, more so a lot of the similarities of, assimilating college age, you know, kind of that movement, kind of that group into kind of a process, and seeing the last 5 years where people are just throwing their hands up and verbalizing very loudly on how crappy the process is. I mean, just completely jacked up. They just are appalled and would rather go, you know, a lot of folks are like, you know, I'll go work for a small company that I can talk to somebody, and or I will work for, go do a nonprofit, or I'll do something else, because these processes, the hiring process has been so messed up. And I think that's putting some interesting pressure, finally, on the candidate experience.
You're absolutely right. And like I mentioned earlier, that's where we see a lot of companies or larger organizations. And it is growing with the smaller companies and those companies in the mid-market that may not have the resource to travel to certain campuses or just fly candidates in for even executive-level positions. But it's just interesting that a lot of the larger organizations, larger enterprises are adopting video interviewing at the college campus level or college recruiting level first, because they figure that the campus and the candidates are really, you know, optimized and they are familiar with the technology, because they are using Facebook, Skype, Twitter, all of the social technologies that have these built-in video components.
Most definitely. So out of all the technology and some of the different, lanes that are out there as far as maybe terms people are using or some emerging trends that you see, what are some that just really make, I mean, you just shake your head and it just makes your, just about makes your skin crawl, and you just never want to hear a term or a concept again. You're tired of it. Anything out there that just really kind of drives you into a proverbial wall?
Yeah, something that's been, people have been attempting to do for a long time, and it's around video, actually. It's video resumes. So I know it's been a hot topic every few years, and I've seen probably 50 to 100 companies go out of business trying to do video resumes. Even some of the big job boards have done it, but it's something that no one's ever perfected, and it's just a model where video resumes are different than video interviews, because obviously a video interview, even pre-recorded, you're applying for a position, they're looking at your resume most of the time, and then you're receiving tailored questions, and everyone responds to the same questions the same way. So it's a very fair process. But video resumes, I'm sure you've had experience in talking about this over the years, people are still trying to do it. And the fact is that people that are recording these video profiles, it's hard to keep these things up to date. It's also, how do you know it's any good when you're sending it to an employer? And the biggest thing we're hearing from employers is that if I'm actually applying for a position and I send just a random video in as a part of my resume, they're not going to look at it, because if one person for that position has video, everyone's going to have video. So it's just been an interesting topic that my skin crawls every time I hear about it, because somebody might be successful. Who knows, LinkedIn might actually tie a video kind of snapshot right into their profile one day, and it might work, but I haven't seen it work, and I don't think it's going to work for a while here.
So we've got about 4 minutes left here. So how does the resume, what's the life of a resume? I mean, you hear, you know, there's two parts to that question, I guess. So, you know, everybody throws up every few months, you know, job boards are dead, first of all. And secondly, resumes have outlived their life. Their lifespan and their usability. What are your thoughts on both those two kind of statements?
Well, what we're seeing, just people being educated on, is more LinkedIn, obviously. So, you know, the resume is going to be there, I still think, for a while now. But, you know, obviously you see just even the career centers that we interact with day to day. You know, when you actually go to a career fair or into their office, some actually take your LinkedIn professional photo right when you walk in as a part of the orientation, because they want you looking the best you can possibly look and professional on your LinkedIn profile. So that's kind of, you know, where I see things going, is a lot of people will go to the LinkedIn as a part of the resume, and obviously you see the apply through LinkedIn button everywhere through some of the applicant tracking systems out there.
Sure. So what's the one thing that that you want to see happen over the next couple of years, you know, with kind of within this recruiting space?
I guess the wish would be, is now that the technology is there and some of these technologies are ready to be used and they're reliable and the bandwidth's there, is recruiters need to adopt new technology and be open to change. And there's certain companies that it happens very quickly. There's others there's certain companies that we hear of that say that they're the most conservative company ever, and they're gonna wait, you know, 5 years until they adopt something. At least start the conversation, because it makes sense to adopt technology. Obviously, if you throw too much technology on a recruiter's plate, they're not going to adopt everything. But you know, you're going to see a lot more best practices in the industry and just best practices in general around video and other technologies that's going to make sense. And just like consumers have been pushing adoption of video, I think it's going to catch up, and recruiters are going to eventually, every recruiter is going to adopt video somewhere in their process.
Well, I really, we're out of time here, so with where can folks connect with you and find out a little bit more about what you all do?
At interviewstream.com on LinkedIn, or at interviewstream on Twitter as well.
Okay. And make sure you go check out their site, at the very least, to go check out some of the fun websites that they've actually created out there. I think you guys put a classically funny kind of spin on something that, you know, needs to be a little sarcasm around, just because it's a hard process. It doesn't need to be a horrible process. So, but good job for that. Randy, thank you so much for coming on. Great conversation today. I hope you guys keep, kicking ass and taking names and driving the video innovation in the video space, because I think makes resources that much more efficient. So,
thanks for having me on,
folks.
Brian.
Hey, absolutely. Folks, we're out of here, and talk to you tomorrow.